Why are we as a society so reluctant to accept the differences in others? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Why is there a need to judge others, those that are different in our eyes? We shun the disabled or disfigured, those with mental health issues or depression, those of a different faith, race, or sexual orientation. If they don't look like us, think like us, or act like us, then we judge them as unworthy. For many of us, we even have difficulty accepting ourselves with all of our flaws and feelings of inadequacy, feelings that we just don't measure up in certain situations. But if we are truly people of faith, we take solace in knowing that God accepts us just as we are, with all of our faults, sins, and misgivings. And if we want to be more like Him, then we need not only to accept ourselves, but others as well. We must let go of our constant judgment of others. We must realize that sin is sin, and that their sin is no greater or worse than ours. Only then, as St. Paul reminds us, can we open ourselves to the opportunity to be entertained by angels. When I look back over the past few years, I've had the opportunity to entertain angels. A disabled jail inmate in a wheelchair dying from cancer gave me insights into living a righteous life that was culled from years of doing just the opposite. I helped a woman with depression to see the light at the end of the tunnel, not by anything I said, but by simply listening. I learned of the mental anguish of coming to terms with the feelings of being a woman in a man's body from a transsexual acquaintance whose story touched my heart. I compared the beauty of my Christianity and my love of God and Jesus Christ with a young Buddhist woman as she shared her faith with me. We marveled not at the differences, but at the similarities of our faith experience, things like gratitude, forgiveness, kindness, and acceptance. What I have discovered is this, that acceptance leads to trust. And trust opens the door to a deeper bond and improved relationships. No, we don't have to agree on everything we're discussing, and I don't ever have to be compromising my Christian beliefs. Everyone is trying to do their best. We're trying to be the most authentic person we can be. Do you ever wonder why dogs are considered man's best friend? It's simple. They accept people just as they are. They don't judge anyone, and they'll lick everyone. Author Brian Tracy said that the greatest gift you can give to others is the gift of unconditional love and acceptance. This week, let's try to be more accepting of others. Let's extend the hospitality of Paul's letter to the Hebrews to those who are different than us. You might just encounter an angel who will change your life and strengthen your faith. This is Tony Agnese.